11:18, just about 20 after 11 at CJOB. I want to get to some of your text messages and emails here in a couple of minutes on our question of the day at CJOB.com. We're asking you about what sentence Kelsey McKay should get. The Crown wants 25 years. Defense obviously wants less. What do you think? We'll get to your thoughts, and I'll give you the latest vote in the question of the day at CJOB.com as we await that sentence. Maybe next week, maybe a couple of weeks out. Joining us now on the phone from Taylor McCaffrey, lawyer, Jonathan Cates. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Hal. How are you? And first of all, thank you for having me on the show this morning.
Thank you for doing this. We're talking on all the shows today, prenuptial agreements. And for a couple of reasons, and this is where we'll start with you. You tell me what you're seeing as a lawyer who does prenups. We're hearing that younger people are doing it more. And they may not have much wealth, but they're doing it because they're anticipating wealth later on. Is that what you're seeing as well?
Well, you know, I have to preface this with I've been practicing family law for about 7 years now. And throughout, you know, the 7 year period, most of my clientele with respect to prenuptial agreements has been in the younger age demographic, probably between, you know, 25 and 45. So that's the trend that, you know, I'm witnessing, because this is when I came into the field. And I think you're correct that it's not just people with a large amount of money that are coming to see me to seek protection. It's also, you know, young people who have just started their careers, have set aside some money to purchase their first house. And with, you know, the housing market being where it is today, whatever money has been put aside, it means a lot to, you know, each person, and they want to find ways to make sure that their hard work is protected if their relationship ends.
Yeah. There was a time, you know, probably not long ago, where you had one or both of the people in going into the marriage or relationship, common law or whatever it is, would need to be loaded. Lots of money, everybody's getting protected, or the person with the money is getting protected. That's not the case now, as you just pointed out. What can a prenup cover? Is it just money stuff, or is it other things too?
It could cover, basically there's freedom to have it cover whatever the clients want it to cover, but it can be anywhere from money to spousal support to dealing with future pension issues. It's really up to, there's no one-size-fits-all approach to creating a prenup for a family.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can't comment on this, but I can only imagine how difficult it must be for one person in the relationship to say, I think we should look at a prenup to protect both of us. And maybe that other person doesn't like the idea. Maybe you don't get involved in this, but I'm sure you see it.
Well, I think what I can say is, There's a shift in the mindset, or at least a shift that I'm trying to, or I'm noticing, in that you can't go into these prenups thinking, you know, it's such a negative thing. When you enter a business relationship with a friend or a partner, just, you're going to want to set out your roles and all expectations of each of you in a partnership agreement. And it's not really different with a prenup. And so I'm seeing more of a trend that there's not really as much of a negative inference to getting a prenup. It's more good family planning in my mind.
Yeah, no, I agree. And what about somebody who's in a marriage or in a relationship and they don't have a prenup, and one or both of them are now saying, oh, I wish I had done it. I wish we had dealt with this. There is such a thing as a postnup, right?
Yes, there is, and that is always a possibility if that's what the clients want to explore. That you might lose a little bit of leverage, because once you're married, the law is what it is, and subject to certain exceptions, things will be divided 50-50. But if both are going into it and saying, we think a postnuptial agreement would be a good idea, then it probably is a good idea, and you can get that done.
One more quick question for me, and then I want to make sure you're able to get out there whatever you want to get out there about this. What's the cost? Is there an average cost to getting a prenuptial agreement?
It really depends. I don't want to say a specific amount, but I would think the starting point might be in the $1,000 to $1,500 range, and it will go up from there depending on how complex the matter is. Again, there's no one-size-fits-all approach, and it could be relatively inexpensive to relatively expensive.
Yeah, no, and no shortage of questions here. And you've got all the answers. So you've answered my questions. What else do you want to get out there as we talk today here on CJOB about prenuptial agreements?
I just think it's a good idea as you're entering, no matter how old you are, as you're entering any relationship, to have these difficult conversations up front before you get married, so you know what each other's expectations are going to be, so that if you separate, it doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out, messy battle, and you will have a roadmap of how you want to proceed. And so the one message to really get out is plan for the worst and the best.
Mm-hmm. Great advice. Jonathan, thanks for this. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Jonathan Cates is a family lawyer at Taylor McCaffrey. We're talking prenups on the various shows here on CJOB today.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.